All right, folks, we're here with the Seattle Satanic Temple. And I got to say, I've been doing Seattle Hemp Fest for 10 years now, and I'm always accosted by the other side. I got these Christian guys telling me what a terrible person I am for going for Seattle Hemp Fest. Tell me why you're here and what you intend to accomplish being here.
Well, to tell you the truth, we were actually here to give those other guys some hell today because everybody's sick of them telling them they're doing nothing but bad stuff all the time, and we just wanted to heckle them a little bit.
Very good. So we have the freedoms of others deserve the respect you give your own.
Absolutely.
Personal liberty is patriotic. Freedom from oppression is our religious right. And your body, your choices. So what is the misconception people have about the Satanic Temple that you'd like to clear up?
Sure. I guess the most common misconception is that we are a theistic group that believes that we believe in a literal Satan, a literal devil. That's not the case. We are part of the neo-romantic movement of interpretation of Satan.
Okay. And your t-shirt, science ruining everything since 1543.
Yeah.
No earth-centric.
Yeah, the geocentricism, yeah. Unicorns, and the hand of God. Yeah, the great Yahweh. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else want to?
I had something.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't know.
Just happy to be here. Freedom from oppression is our religious right. Well, thank you guys.
Hey, not a problem. We're just here to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, everything we stand for and everything is just to be true to each other, and you don't have to believe in weird fairy tales.
Yeah, we want, like, as our flyer really says, we want to try to help stop a theocracy, which is, I think, what a lot of Christians would agree with. They don't want a Muslim theocracy. They don't want Sharia law. We don't want any kind of theocracy from any group.
Well put. All right, thank you.
Sure.
I would say one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about the Satanic Temple is that, you know, like Kathy said, we're like blood drinking, demon worshipping, you know, baby eating heathens. That's not actually the case. What we actually want to do is make sure that all religions are represented equally in the public sphere, that no one feels compelled to have to pick a side. They should be able to, they should take the values that they identify with most, give them the most personal liberty and happiness, provided it doesn't hurt anyone else. These are very Western beliefs over the course of our ethical development over centuries, and we think more people should be aware of that.
You know, I that point about religious equality is made. I know in Oklahoma, they passed this. Some sort of law, something for the Ten Commandments to be shown. And so the Satanic Temple there took advantage of that and put up a temple. And I think the Pastafarians, the flying spaghetti monster people, also put up a shrine.
Oh,
so
when you want any kind of religious symbol on publicly funded grounds, you are obligated by the Constitution to represent pretty much any religion who wants the same representation. All of them or none of them. And that's why we're here, is to create a safe place for people of any other religion or none at all, because we're not a Christian nation. Everyone deserves their fair say.
Treaty of Tripoli, 1783.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah,
So if people in the Seattle area want to get involved with you guys, is there an online source or way they can contact you?
Absolutely.
Yes. We have a couple URLs. We are at thesatanictemple.com, maybe. I'm not.
I think it's satanictempleseattle.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Satanic Temple, and then our branch is the satanictempleseattle.com. We're on Facebook. Look up the seven tenets of the Satanic Temple. You're gonna find a lot you agree with, and a lot more you didn't even know that you agreed with until you found us.